T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Today, the Republicans in Virginia began their advance for 2022. You know, most people call it a retreat, but in Republican parlance in Virginia, they call it the Don Huffman advance, because Republicans don't retreat. I've always heard that my whole life. And it can be an interesting experience. You know, after you lose, it's not much fun to get together and point fingers at each other and say, well, this is why you lost. I mean, you screwed up. You said this. You didn't give any money. You went on a family vacation and left us hanging right before the election. I mean, that kind of stuff is really rough. But Republicans are winning now. They've got a Republican governor, Glenn Youngkin, a lieutenant governor, Winsome Sears, Jason Miaris, the attorney general, Republicans in the House. But I have sensed that there's a little frustration. I don't know what you do about this, because Democrats control the state Senate. So the legislation that Republicans put through is being stopped by Democrats in the state Senate. And, you know, some people are very impatient. They want Republicans to get things through the legislature. And it's like they forget you still got to get it through these bullheaded Democrats in the Senate. So Rich Anderson is the chairman of the Republican Party of Virginia. I saw him briefly last night when I was checking into the hotel. So you did. You were very disciplined last night. You went to sleep and you're up. You didn't miss this interview this morning. I'm impressed by that. This ex-military man, I would expect nothing less, I guess. But
I guess. Good morning, John. How you doing today?
Good. I'm okay. What do you think the tone will be here today? Because when I saw everyone in December at the homestead, Governor Youngkin had just been elected. He hadn't even been sworn in yet. And now, of course, we're through the first legislative session. And, you know, you do have some people who are frustrated. And there's always critiquing, no matter what you're doing. There are people who, you know, want to be critical. What do you think the tone will be like this weekend?
Well, John, I think the tone is going to be very similar to what we saw in December. We normally do our RPV advance in December of every year. We've moved it to a new cycle, which is in the spring, moving it from December to the spring so that we can actually return December to our faithful who do so much to win elections the prior November. So that's why we're having one 6 months later. And so we've assembled for this. And I think the mood that you're going to see is the Washington Post used this phrase one time several months ago. Republicans are jubilant and Democrats are livid. And so what you will see here is a jubilant environment at this advance this year. It's a weekend when we get back. We do a teeny, teeny bit of looking back. We mostly look ahead, because politics and public policy is all about the future. And so we'll be looking ahead to the forthcoming congressional election cycle. We'll be doing training and breakout sessions. The State Central Committee, which is our governing body, will meet. We have a number of breakout sessions that people will share best practices and ideas, build relationships and network. And then later in the weekend, we'll spend time with our governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, and on Saturday night, we'll hear from South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem.
How are tickets selling for that? I'll tell you, Rich, there were a bunch of people in Richmond who said, oh, could you get me a ticket to meet Kristi Noem? She's so hot. And I said, well, no, I don't think they're handing out free tickets to do a photo op with Kristi Noem, but if you... I thought it was interesting that that was one of the appeals of coming up here. You don't get that with Mike Huckabee or some of the other governors that have spoken in the past.
Right, right. Well, I mean, we're literally sold out with the available facility that we have here at the Hilton. We had a very healthy participation in December at the Homestead in Hot Springs, and this is replicated again just 5 months later. And it's all because there is new leadership, new energy, new vision, and new action.
What is your assessment of where Republicans stand heading into the fall elections with the congressional seats up? We still don't have all of the Republican choices finalized for those campaigns. Is there going to be a lot of infighting that will leave people angry, or is that just par for the course?
Well, I mean, obviously, in these districts that are moving through the candidate selection process as they move toward nominations, be it the June 21st state-run primary or whether it's a local party-run method within the congressional district, I think that Republicans are looking ahead in a unified way. You'll see the candidates draw contrasts one from the other. That always happens. In some cases, it'll be pretty spirited. I mean, that's just the nature of politics, which used to be a contact support, but I think it's best described these days as a collision sport. So we'll move through all that, but I tell you the lesson that we learned in the 2021 state election cycle. We elected Republicans in a statewide sweep. That is that a political organization is like a military organization in the sense that you move on the political battlefield, just like a military battlefield, in a unified way as an essential, crucial element to prevailing. And Republicans came across last year in 2021 in that spirit. We prevailed, lesson learned, and you'll see that applied this year.
All right, let me ask you to assess your political opponents, because you were probably watching what happened at the Capitol, where they, the Democrats in the House of Delegates got rid of Eileen Fillerkorn, the first female Jewish speaker. I mean, those things don't matter to me, but she was the Speaker of the House of Delegates at the start of the year, and now she's out as the minority leader. And they're apparently contemplating an African-American delegate who's new to the General Assembly, who had spent a few years in prison for coke dealing, if I understand correctly. I'm not sure I really know the details of that. What is going on with the Democrat Party right now?
Well, the Democrat Party is in disarray. It's in despair. They're disunited. They try to keep that behind the closed door of House Room 2, which is their caucus room, but it obviously spilled out very much in a public way and signals their disorganization, the fact that they are in the process of pulling up by the roots seasoned leadership within their party and try to replace it with newcomers who have little practical experience beyond a couple of terms in the House of Delegates is very telling. And while it's sad to see a major political party in a case of self-imposed meltdown, that is the case, and that sets the predicate as we move beyond this nomination phase in June, get into the general election phase of the campaign.
Yeah, do you think they've got money now? I mean, Terry McAuliffe, I have heard, he's hit the eject button, and I've heard other rumors that he's about to join the Biden administration. I don't know if that's true or not, but maybe he's done with the Virginia Democrat Party. Contrast that with Governor Youngkin, who is personally wealthy, and to his credit, it seems like he's still writing checks out of his own bank account to try to bolster the party and make sure that it's in good shape. Obviously, there's some self-interest in that. How do you assess both parties and the support that they've got, not just at the ballot box, but financially?
Well, the campaign finance reports were submitted and the results published in a number of media in recent days. So we are doing quite well. The other side, you know, historically in recent years has outperformed the Republican Party. They've been in control, and with that comes the capacity to raise the necessary revenues. But we have ramped up our efforts at the Republican Party of Virginia considerably. We've enlarged the staff considerably. We have reach across the state that is considerably larger. The Democrat Party of Virginia published a little epistle on their website recently about how they eclipsed us, and they only published a portion of the information. I'm very pleased where we are right now. And to be quite frank, that is without outside assistance. That is totally attributable to our efforts at the state party level and through our 126 local units. The governor has been constrained by the Virginia state law. He could not assist us with fundraising during the time they were in session, and he is going to be directly engaged in that. We've done well right now, but then we're going to bring in the heavies pretty soon. So I feel very confident about it. And I also feel confident about our candidates once they're nominated in their capacity to have the necessary resources.
Yeah. So you're sold out for this weekend. Can people watch any of these speeches online, or are the remarks or the seminars going to be available online anywhere?
No, we're not going to publish those, and I'll tell you why. Quite often, okay, we get into proprietary party matters where we're talking about sensitive campaign plans and the strategies we'll bring to the field. And I'm not about to expose that to the world to see. We are a party on a mission, and that is to rescue this state. And so I don't want to compromise that.
I can understand where you are on that. Rich Anderson is the chairman of the Republican Party of Virginia, here with me at the Hilton at Dulles Airport, and we'll be joined by the governor tomorrow, and Governor Kristi Noem giving the keynote address at the Republican Advance here. Thanks, Rich. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, John. Have a good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.